With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Hurricane Melissa, now a Category 5 storm, slamming into Jamaica. Forecasters say it's causing catastrophic flooding, possible landslides, as well as widespread damage throughout the region. Authorities also say this system could very well become the strongest hurricane to hit Jamaica since record keeping began in 1851. Melissa blamed for 6 deaths earlier in the Northern Caribbean. And a 6.5 magnitude earthquake hitting Monday in open waters in the Atlantic and was felt throughout the Eastern Caribbean. Democrats and Republicans continue trading blame over the government shutdown. It's the second longest funding lapse in history in 27 days. Israel's foreign minister says the government will not allow Turkey's troops to take part in any future international peace force in Gaza. Israel says it opposes Turkey's participation because of President Erdogan's hostility toward Israel. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warning that he is about to make good on a threat to revoke millions in federal funds for California because the state is illegally issuing commercial driver's licenses to non-citizens.
In an interview, Secretary Duffy said California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has refused to comply with Department of Transportation rules that require the state to stop issuing such licenses and review those already issued. Last month, the Transportation Department tightened commercial driver's license requirements for non-citizens after 3 fatal crashes that officials said were caused by immigrant truck drivers. Bernie Bennett reporting.
NBA starting a review that to protect the integrity of the game in the wake of the unfolding gambling scandal. This is SRN News. A new report on divorce in America.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that the divorce rate is down and has been in decline since the 1980s. That sounds like good news, but it has to be considered against the backdrop of a parallel decline in marriage. Fewer people are getting divorced, but fewer people are getting married in the first place. The Pew survey also reveals that 1/3 of all people who have ever been married report their first marriage ended in divorce. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, Pope Leo meeting with an organization of clergy abuse survivors and advocates for the first time. Participants in that meeting say that he did agree to maintain a permanent dialogue with them. The Ending Clergy Abuse Group, now pushing for a zero-tolerance policy for abuse in the church. Policies would require permanent removal of any priest who abuses a child. This is SRN News. Once again, the Fed facing a huge decision this week. Bill Alexander has more.
The Federal Reserve convened its policy meeting this week as the government shutdown is approaching 1 month, leaving central bankers without most official data to make a decision on setting interest rates. Federal Reserve policymakers are widely expected to reduce U.S. short-term borrowing costs this week by 0.25 percentage point for the second time this year as they look to prevent further slowing in the labor market.
China's ambition to rival Boeing and Airbus with its homegrown C-919 passenger jet hitting some, well, turbulent skies. The C-919, made by China's state-owned COMAC, relies heavily on Western components and a trade friction raising risk for securing those parts. As of this month, COMAC had delivered just 7 of the planes, short of their target of 30. More details at srnnews.com.